Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Three stories that make you shake your head. We got some horrifying entries, late entries.
God, terrible.
This morning on Don't Do This, but Woods, I'll let you get us started here today.
All right, so former Florida State University and Giants receiver Travis Rudolph was arrested on murder charges yesterday. Ben, arrested for first-degree murder with a firearm and attempted first-degree murder with a firearm after being involved in a double shooting in West Palm Beach. One man killed, another taken to the hospital, treated for his injuries. He was a really good player at Florida State, played three seasons there, strong numbers, had 14 touchdowns, you know, 1,800 yards, the whole deal. Remember the story about him? When he was at Florida State, he befriended an autistic kid that was in middle school that was being bullied, and there were these pictures of him sitting having lunch with this kid at the kid's middle school. Heartbreaking. Like, what happened that made it so bad? By all accounts, seemingly a really, really great dude. Now, you never know. I mean, you never know what may come out of it. Was it self-defense, something like that? But he has been arrested, Benny, on murder charges. Just so heavy.
Speaking of murder and what happened,
this is
just breaking news. Now, the story you've probably seen. It's on every, you know, national newscast. The horrific shooting incident in South Carolina that left five people dead, including a prominent doctor. Well, update, ESPN has just posted this story that the gunman who killed five people and then himself early today was Philip Adams, former NFL cornerback, played for several teams, including two seasons with the Oakland Raiders. I remember him playing against the Chargers 2012 and 2013.
Yep.
Played about 78 career games. You know, not an all-pro type guy, but a regular NFL quarterback who bounced around the league for many years. ESPN reporting that the source, who spoke on condition of anonymity because he wasn't authorized to speak publicly, says Adams' parents lived near the doctor's home, the prominent doctor who was killed in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and he had been treated by the doctor.
Wow,
the source says Phillips killed himself just after midnight with a .45 caliber weapon. Obviously, there's going to be more details here, but Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife, pronounced dead at the scene along with their grandchildren.
Jesus.
And a man who was working at the home was shot to death outside. Another person was hospitalized with serious gunshot wounds. All of this happening yesterday afternoon in South Carolina, and the gunman now identified as Philip Adams, former NFL cornerback.
Yeah, not the most uplifting Don't Do This, even though that's kind of, it's not really supposed
to be. It's
not
an uplifting segment necessarily.
It's not really. It's really not an uplifting segment.
No, it's not.
This is a gnarly story. It came out yesterday as well. Mack Wainwright, fourth round draft pick for the Cincinnati Reds, has been charged with two counts of rape, two counts of gross sexual imposition in Cuyahoga County. I guess the incident happened August 27th of 2020, and he was indicted on four counts in November, has posted a $10,000 bond, pleaded not guilty to the charges, and he is 18 years old. Looked around on his Twitter yesterday. Again, very positive guy, works with kids, things like that. It's maddening. It's mind-blowing. He's been placed on administrative leave, which I thought was sounded weird for a rape charge. But yeah, he has been placed on leave from the Reds. And, you know, what do you say? They said essentially the Reds had not participating in minor league spring training. We have no further comment.
Nor do we, after murder, mass murder.
And rape.
And rape.
Awesome.
All right. And Don't Do This. Thanks for that.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
How about just some garden variety corruption on the NCAA level? Almost doesn't even qualify now.
Yeah.
Ew. After those stories. The Arizona Wildcats yesterday fired head basketball coach Sean Miller after he had been about a dozen years at the school. Of course, Arizona has been in the crosshairs of a federal corruption investigation since 2017, and it finally cost Miller his job. They were on self-probation this year, uneligible for the NCAA tournament. More penalties could be coming. All comes down to basically, you know, funneling improper benefits and toward players to come to the school, paying recruits. We all know that Arizona's not the only place this goes on.
No.
Woods, they just happen to be the one that is feeling the heat right now from the federal government. Honestly, the athletic department, according to the story, they were actually looking into extending Miller's contract. He has one more year left on his deal, and they went to the Board of Regents and said, no, we're not, with all this going on, we're not giving him a new contract. The guy who has basically put us in the middle of an NCAA investigation, you want to keep him? It's like, yeah, he gets good players, and, you know, we want to win basketball games. And they go, no, you're going to have to go find someone else. So they named one of the assistants the interim head coach, and the hunt is now on for a new basketball coach at the University of Arizona.
Are there any clean college athletic D1 programs?
There's one. San Diego State University. You think Brian Dutcher's going to cheat?
100%
clean?
Can
you look at that guy? Look at that face. Brian Dutcher would cheat.
I'm not saying whether...
Steve Fisher? Well...
wasn't there?
Michigan did have some issues with the boosters.
State investigated like 4 years ago?
Now listen, I'm talking
and cleared.
I'm talking 100% clean. No extra Big Mac behind this. You know, like nothing. 100% clean. USD, the great Sam Scholl and Bill McGillis.
Well, you know, it's the thing is, even if the coaches aren't the ones who are actively, you know, organizing, all it takes is, you know, five minutes of looking the other direction.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden your program is just like every other program.
Right. You can't know. Let's say you're, the head coach of a football team, right? And Ben Higgins is a backup tight end on your team. And Ben Higgins goes, because we know you love Plugola. If Ben Higgins goes to a restaurant and gets a free meal because I love the Aztecs. That's illegal, right? Like, you can't do that.
Right.
Right. So,
but,
I mean,
it goes beyond that. Everyone knows, all you have to do is look up a website to see who are the top high school, the five-star basketball recruits. And if you've got a booster who's like, I love my school and my team, I want this player here, goes privately and contacts the family and say, hey, you know, I don't want to make your decision for you, but if you come here, I've got some envelopes of cash waiting for you.
Yeah, got a new car.
You don't have to go through the coach or the athletic director or anything
to do that.
You just go right to the family and offer, this is what we want for you to come. Well, that's where all the money comes from anyway. It comes from the boosters. So, you know, even if you're trying to run a clean program,
sometimes it's hard to do.
Almost impossible to do nowadays, depending on what else is going on. And coaches can get penalized for that. It's called, institutional negligence, basically, that you aren't monitoring your own program closely enough. If this stuff is going on without your knowledge, you can still get dinged by the NCAA. But again, it can be almost impossible. I mean, Steve Fisher is a man of integrity.
Very much so.
We've talked to him many times. We absolutely know this about him. But, you know, they had that booster, what was his name, Ed Martin at Michigan, who was, you know, basically giving tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to guys like the Fab Five to come play and be there. And it's like, well, I mean, it can be hard, I think, for a college coach, even one that is trying to have integrity and run a program the right way.
John tweets in, there is one clean school, Woods, Mesa College, baby. Okay, Mesa College, very clean.
Not D1, but...
Yeah, D1. Is there any D1, like, football programs that are 100% clean? I mean, I think it would be impossible to have that, because of what you just mentioned.
LSU. No. Ohio State.
Oh, definitely Alabama. Alabama, 100% clean. Notre Dame. I mean, look, I
mean,
went
with
to...
90 to 120 players on the roster.
It's just, it's impossible. It's impossible. I read Brian Bosworth's book when I was a kid, The Boz, and he said, you know what his job was in college? First of all, someone, the local dealership, gave him a brand new white Corvette when he was playing there. Highly illegal. You know what his job was? He used to make $1,500 a day to drive said Corvette and watch an oil rig go up and down. He would sit in his car for 4 hours, and that was his job. We'll give you $1,500 a day or whatever it was to sit and watch the oil rig
go up
and down.
What did he have to do if, like, the oil rig stopped going up and down? Did he need to alert someone?
Well, yeah. If something happened, he would sit in his car, feet up, watching an oil rig, sleeping, I'm sure, for 4 hours a day.
And you know what he did? He complained and wished it was only a 3 hour job.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like us. Exactly right.
We get to sit around and talk about the Padres for 4 hours. Yep. It's nevertheless, says, really would be better if we just did it for 3 hours single day.
I know. But, well, just want to be treated fairly.
Speaking of talking Padres, off they go on their first road trip of the season. Let's look back, though. First homestand, highs and lows, what you liked, what you didn't like, what has you concerned, what has you excited. We'll go through all of the first seven games in the books. Talking Padres baseball in the flagship next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.